Red Sox going for the sweep of the Reds. Mookie Betts is happy, and we'll show you why in a second. For now, let's take it to the top of the fifth. Rafael Devers at the plate.
And there's a high, deep drive to right, and this game is going to be, yes, tied up. An 0-2 pitch. And Rafael Devers once again shows the kind of power this young man possesses. That ball was way up in the air and way gone to right. Home run number 10 for the rookie, and this game is all even at 1-1.
And he got him picked off. Billy guessed wrong. And now he is caught in a rundown, and Pedroia throws the ball away, and now Hamilton will go to third. And now he's coming home. There's nobody there. Oh, my goodness. Billy Hamilton can make you look awfully ugly. They had him picked off. The Red Sox cannot execute a rundown. Hamilton rounds second as the ball is thrown away and then scores because the catcher had to go get the baseball.
And that's a line drive into the gap in left center field. Irvin leaping and cannot get it. All three runs are going to score, and we have ourselves a tie ball game. Here's a slow roller toward third, charging Iglesias. And the throw across, not in time. Runner coming home. He's in there. Heads up base running by Mookie Betts. He never broke stride as he rounded third with all the attention at first. The throw was not a good one. It pulled Votto off the bag, forcing his back to the plate. And by the time he realized that there was problems at home, it was too late.
Red Sox take this one 5-4. The Reds extend their losing streak to 6, while the Red Sox extend their winning streak to 6. Doug Fister goes 5 1/3, 3 runs on 9 hits with 9 strikeouts. Jackson Stevens goes 6 innings, 1 run on 2 hits with 3 strikeouts. Each ends up with a no decision. Billy Hamilton gets picked off trying to steal second, but a throwing error by Dustin Pedroia enables Hamilton to circle the bases and score. His final line, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Here's what he had to say about the game.
I'm just trying to get to second base and then end up ball getting to the fence. And that's one thing about me when I run. I kind of run with my head up so I can kind of see what kind of play is happening. So I had to get a chance to third base. And then when I got to third base, I saw that nobody at home. And it was just a race between me and Devers. And I think I'd take my chances with that one. But you know, it happened, and it was a great play. I mean, I was really pumped up about it. I cut my eye, but it's okay. I didn't feel it.
Teams have to kind of learn the hard way sometimes not to stand around or not to leave bases open. Anything can happen when you're on the bases.
I mean, you really can't say it's anybody's fault with that situation because you don't expect the guys to actually run home in that situation. You don't expect the guys to even think about that. But it's just something that, for me, I like to run bases. I like to do crazy things on the base pads. And I saw I had the chance, so I took it.
How's it the most fun?
Huh? When I slid in the home, I think the helmet popped up and cut my eye. But like I said, you don't feel those things when you're so hyped up and into the moment. So like I said, it's something that is no big deal.
Is that your most fun trip around the bases this year?
Yeah, I think. I mean, maybe my whole career. I think. I mean, that was one of the best ones, especially getting to a rundown where you don't even expect to get to second base and you end up getting home. And I was just mad because I got picked off and ended up scoring. So I mean, I'll take it. I mean, it's not how I drove it up, but I'll take it for sure.
Stealing home from first base.
Hey, I'll take that anytime.
Got your hand stomped on by Bogarts, I think, and you're at the plate. Your left hand was almost trampled, I think.
Oh, I mean, I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, you're like,
I was just trying to get home. The first person I saw was Joe over there. He pumped me up, so that means I really wasn't thinking about what was behind me. So.
Is it obviously there's such a high emotional point of the game. Is it a little deflating just to not come away with this win, this game after that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, all losses are worth it. Like I said, it's just something that we would have rather had a win in this situation, but like I said, it's baseball. Things happen, and you can't fault anybody. We all have the same team, and we're battling together. So it's just something that, of course, we would want to win, but it's not how it turned out today, so we got to come back and get them on Tuesday.
Jackson Stevens goes 6 innings, allowing 1 run on 2 hits with 3 strikeouts. He would end up with the no decision. Here's what he had to say.
Your 3 starts, this is probably your best. What have you learned this year?
Just making quality pitches when you need to. Mistakes get hit here a lot more. And I made one today, the Devers, 0-2 count, and got hurt for it. So, but today I was just able to look at some fastballs and some sinkers and some changeups. changeup, so some breaking balls, some counts, and some sliders, so good counts. So I just execute pitches. And defense was really great behind me. I mean, they made a lot of great plays. So, I mean, just out there competing as well.
Do you think you've done enough to get at least your hat grown in the ring, so to speak, for next year?
I'm not worried about that. Yeah. I'm just worrying about double strikes, getting a chance to win a ball game, and, you know, just competing. That's about it.
You worked all week on a big fit mat?
We just worked on some good fastballs, some changeups, and, you know, just able to locate the ball a little bit better, focusing on just trying to, you know, in those situations where you need that ground out or you need that out, to not try to over analyze anything, just able to throw that pitch down the zone and get some outs.
Brian Price and the Reds unable to pull it off against the Red Sox on Sunday as they lose 5-4. The Reds extend their losing streak to 6. Here's what Price had to say.
Really aggressive in the zone, good fastball command. He and Mac Jenkins worked on that little glove side comeback sinker, kind of like what Fitzer was throwing so well today. And he threw some really good pitches down there. That's 3 days ago, you know. So it's good to see that he has a good learnability and quick to learn something new and put it to work in his first game with that pitch. And really challenged hitters in the zone, and the defense played great behind him. I mean, we had great plays on the infield from, you know, Suarez to Jeanette to Joey, and put us in a good situation to win a ball game.
Yeah, it's not too often you're going to get beat with your two best at the end of the day, but that's what happened today.
Yeah, you know, leadoff walk in the eighth, and then a base hit. You know, and I got. Iggy in there. I didn't want to, you know, I really was hoping we could get an out or two in that inning before using Iggy, you know, and it's, you know, it's trying to win every game you have a chance to win. You know, it's been a long year, you know, when you're in a situation to try to win a game, you try to get your best guy out there. But, you know, I know it's been a long season for Iggy too, a lot of multiple inning games, and, you know, it's unfair to constantly ask him to have to dig us out of these, you know, these situations with two inning saves. So, it didn't work out at all today.
It's amazing what speed can do on the base pass. What we saw from both teams at Mookie and with Billy today.
Yeah. You know, certainly the Betts play. I mean, you could see that one unfolding. You know, we're trying to get that out and end the inning, and the throw just gets Joey off the bag and gets him off his feet to where, you know, you have a chance to score from second on that two-out chopper. And then Billy, you know, getting picked off and then getting an opportunity on an overthrow to score, really score from first base on an overthrow that went towards the dugout. I mean, it's remarkable in that he went from first to home where the ball was so close to home plate. You know, his resting spot was so close actually to the plate. I was amazed at his ability to actually make a play of that and to score.
Things resume for the Reds on Tuesday. They'll be in Milwaukee for a series against the Brewers.